from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, be honest now. Take your honest tablet, your honest pill. 713-572-4610. You can message as well via the YouTube link or Twitch, which is popping, man. A bunch of people watching. That's always good. Texans are the story. And that kind of points to exactly what I'm getting at here. So when the Texans introduced David Culley, and we don't have to play them all, Chris, but give me just a taste of what it was like in 2021. Just a taste. Just pick one.
I took this job simply because there's 32 of these in this league. And it is a pleasure. It is a privilege. It is an honor to be the head coach of one of these franchises.
The most important thing about football is the football.
All right.
He was such a nice guy, though, man.
Okay, who cares?
If we got to go 3 and out and punt it, we're good.
So they're gutting the team, ripping it down to the studs, like one of those home makeover shows that I'm addicted to on TV. Like it's they're cutting players. Deshaun's on his way out. Texans lost another quarterback, probably the best quarterback they've ever had to that point. They're bringing in dudes on old dudes on 1-year contracts that are just playing for the check. If we're being honest, they got an empty suit as a head coach. They've got controversy surrounding the team. They got owners in hiding. Sorry, Cal and Hannah, you know I love you. They got owners in hiding. This team is just, it's coming off B.O.B. It's coming off Jack Easterby. Be honest. How long did you think it would take to get here? And here is on the brink, or at least you think, on the brink of a team that can contend for the AFC.
So right now, I'm 35 years old. I thought we would have been maybe knocking on the door somewhere, maybe playoffs, probably in my mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be that long.
Mm-hmm.
To me, like I mentioned earlier, just them I didn't want them to trade Deshaun Watson. I wanted them to work it out and try to come to some type of agreement so he could come back to the team, because mm-hmm. that was the franchise quarterback. Y'all paid him, and that was somebody I just knew you wasn't going to find another quarterback like that. And I was wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, franchise quarterbacks don't grow on trees like that. You mm-hmm. don't just get rid of one and then pop up with another one like that.
No.
So I was thinking like, man, like y'all got to work this out. Y'all can't just, and it was only, and the funny thing is he wanted to leave because of one person there or probably two people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was pretty much one reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, man, get rid of whatever, make this guy happy. I was willing to do whatever to make Deshaun happy, because you ain't going to find another quarterback like this.
Yeah.
To me, it was definitely going to probably about the same amount of time that y'all both are saying, but it's just, you made a great point with the whole quarterback situation. It's just like, you don't just find quarterbacks every year. I mean, mm-hmm. you see the success rate with the whole quarterback situation. It's just Deshaun Watson leaving just kind of showed like, yo, what's next? Like, what are they going to do at the quarterback position? Like,
yeah.
do you think you're just going to find another one just like that? And with the whole CJ Stroud, I mean, they would you say, I wouldn't say they lucked out, but it happened. But it's just, it was going to take a while, man. It was going to take a while for this Texans team to be where they're at right now.
Yeah, and you've seen a lot of fans that when Deshaun, when it was really known that mm-hmm. Deshaun wanted out, it was still people that's like, man, work this out. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. if he go, I'm out. It
you were one of them.
It was a lot of people. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go say I'm out, but.
No, work it out.
Yeah, I was one of the people saying we got to work this out. But a lot of people was done with the Texans once they traded Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
Because. You know, they figured that we had never found another quarterback like this.
Yeah.
And I think everybody, if it was that easy, people wouldn't care. They'd be like, all right, you get rid of him. We get somebody else next year or in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it never been that easy.
I'm just going to be honest. I've said this multiple times in the last few years because, I've been doing this in this city for 35 years. I've seen the Oilers. I've seen it all. I was seriously doubting, am I ever going to see this? Am I ever going to see a team cover a team in my home city that can contend for a Super Bowl? Ever? Mm. Like, am I going to be retired and maybe 8, 10, 12 years down the road, they're finally going to be a contender? That's how hard it is to get here. And they got here in 3 years, man. They got here in 2, actually, because last year they were, you know, ostensibly a contender. But this year they're legit with all the additions and everything and the familiarity and all. We know the story. Like, ever? Are we ever going to get there? It's like I always say about the Aggies, just once before I die, just once can you win an SEC, you know?
Yeah.
And so legitimately, I was wondering if they were ever going to get there, and here we are. And so I'm saying all that to say, man, Nick Caserio, like, man, to have that kind of vision, to have that kind of discipline, and we know he's a disciplined guy. You can just look at him, he eats, you know, grass for dinner. I mean, like to have that kind of discipline, that to be conditioned enough to be disciplined and conditioned enough to wait it and have a vision and see the plan and say, we're going to go through some lumps, hire David Culley, even though you know he's not going to be your coach, get cut bait with Deshaun Watson, hold out for a great deal, even though you don't know who the next quarterback is going to be or if he's going to be any good. To come in with Lovie Smith and know that Lovie Smith's not going to be the answer. I mean, they always said the right things, but that's for ticket and fan purposes. They knew this wasn't, that those guys weren't going to be
I mean, ain't no NFL team going to come out and say, you know what, we hired this guy, but this guy, he ain't going to be around.
Yeah, just hold on. It'll get better.
Yeah, we're just trying to get through the rough patches. That would be a nightmare.
Yeah. So they knew. To be, you know, visionary enough. Yes, I flat out, let me just say what I said earlier. I think Nick Caserio already, before they even take a snap, I think you can call him the best general manager in the history of this organization. Yes, there have been GMs that have built squads that have won, you know, a lot of games and gone to the playoffs. Yes, there have been general managers that were, you know, if we're being honest, you know, found a way to get Deshaun Watson, you know. Yes, there have been some, it's not even close, to be able to say, I don't know if it's going to be 3 years or 5 years, but this is how you do it. You got to give it to Nick Caserio.
Yeah, and even kind of go back on the question, like if I was looking through fan goggles,
yeah,
I still wouldn't have thought it would have been improved like this fast.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I would have said maybe about 5 years because
generously.
Yeah, about I would say 5 years we gonna be, you know, competing for a Super Bowl. I would have probably said that just looking mm-hmm. through fan goggles.
Yeah.
Because, like, I ain't think CJ Stroud was going to take this team to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then you see what they doing this all season. They're moving super fast, and you usually don't see stuff like that, especially with how it ended with the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
And I guess the rebuild situation, that's pretty fast, man.
It's very fast. And you know the best sign of all that the Texans have arrived? We got haters. What I love the most about this team and what gives you the most confidence is there's not a lot of people that you can hate, first of all. And there are people Like a guy that I like and I respect, but Pete Prisco from CBS Sports was asked about, hey man, Stephon Diggs, hey man, how about those Texans?
Well, he wasn't good for the Bills in the last couple of years, and he wasn't good on the football field the last 10 games of the season last year. If you go look at his numbers, they were below average, to be honest with you. And being in Buffalo last week, or Rochester, when I talked to the Bills, I can tell you they're not too sad that he's gone. Mm. And, you know, look, he's going on a one-year deal, so he's probably going to be on his best behavior with the Texans and try and get a long-term contract. But he turns 31 in November. That's old for an NFL wide receiver, so you got to be careful with that. I just don't know how this team's going to handle being the hunted. You know, last year they surprised a lot of people. And C.J. Stroud's, you know, if he has the same type of season he had last year, he's on his way to being truly special. But that's a bit, you know, we don't know if he can. Sometimes second-year quarterbacks fall back a little bit. I don't think he will. But I think this schedule is brutal this year. You play the first-place schedule. You play a tough division. I just think it's going to be tough to navigate. I don't see them getting past 9 wins. I got them at 9-8.
Wow.
Hey.
Thanks, Pete. that's a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, because people are like, Texans, I don't know. I don't believe them.
Yeah. I think that's a lot of people, too, kind of. I think a lot of people still look at C.J. Stroud like, oh, this was a rookie year and he going to have to come down to earth for it. People going to figure him out and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think they trying to, I don't want to say predict, but they trying to figure out, oh, they ain't going to be good as last year.
Yeah.
And so I just don't believe that.
I mean, I think most people don't, but like some national people, some former NFL head coaches are like all they can latch onto is Stephon Diggs. Oh, hey. And by the way, Stephon Diggs has been perfect. And that still hasn't prevented people from picking apart. Well, Stephon Diggs and C.J. Stroud is not going to work. Even this last preseason game, Diggs and C.J. Stroud were just having a conversation on the sideline. It was just like, hey, what did you see? You know, they were talking. And all over Twitter, like, Diggs is going at C.J. Stroud. Did y'all see that?
Yeah,
I did, man.
Yeah,
I mean, he wasn't going at anybody.
What's funny is we saw it in real time. We was in the lounge watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, uh-oh, look
but
at
you were
him.
Kidding.
We were totally kidding. Yeah. We were laughing about it. But people, I seen it on Twitter. I'm like, y'all really running with this?
Yeah.
And then another thing is just you see Diggs celebrating once Tank Dell scores a touchdown, like you see him at the bottom of your screen, he has his hands up with like touchdown. Like this whole narrative of Diggs, it's dumb, man. It's annoying, and I know it's not us. It's more of like
it's national. Yeah.
Like as soon as they find something with Diggs, like that's all they latch onto. It's just like clearly y'all.
That's all you got.
Yeah,
that's all you got.
And see, people fail to realize too, man. Like Diggs ain't never played for somebody like a D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. That guy in Buffalo is a dead man walking.
Yeah.
And that last season showed it.
Well, remember Josh Allen? Oh, I wouldn't say miss.
Yeah.
You know, Stephon Diggs. So like that was totally made up on the sideline. Like that was just a receiver and a quarterback talking about what's going on the field. Josh Allen, I wouldn't say miss. And people are blowing that up. And maybe he was actually just trying to, you know, not talk about it as much. And then the fracas or whatever you want to call it at training camp. Oh, Diggs was in the middle of who's surprised? Get the hell out of here. Like those are just three examples in training camp.
Yeah.
Like people are trying to find a way to kind of, I guess, justify their own opinion that it's not going to work here or Diggs is not going to work here. Even Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. Even Herm Edwards, who coached in the NFL, was like trying to latch on with some Diggs stuff.
Long conversation with Josh Allen. I would personally call him and say, how do I handle Stephon Diggs?
How do I handle?
Not during practice, during the game. What did you do to keep him under control? That's the first call I would make, to be quite honest.
You think a fellow contender would help him out like that?
I think Josh Allen, quarterbacks that have this union, he would tell him, this is how you got to handle the guy. Because I want to know, I want the guy to be successful. And I want to be successful with the player. Players do it all the time. They call each other when a new coach gets hired and say, how was that coach? What kind of guy was he? So the information, gather some information on Stephon Diggs.
The former defensive back with some insight.
Ain't nobody calling.
I was about to say, that's a weird comparison too. That's like, to me, that's like if we get a new boss and we call somebody like, hey, how is he?
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody about that.
That's different from calling a quarterback in a contender calling another quarterback. How'd you handle? Like, this is Herm Edwards.
Yeah. If I'm that quarterback, I'm not helping you. I'm not helping you with that. That sounds silly.
It's crazy, and people are reaching, but that's a compliment.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
That was ridiculous. I couldn't believe Herm Edwards said that.
Yeah.
That don't even make no sense.
It didn't make any sense.
So you calling another grown man to see how to
who's
handle
your competition?
Yes, to see
help
how to
help me out here.
Help me handle another grown man.
That's what I don't like. The way he said, "How do you handle?"
Yes,
it's just like, really.
Yeah, he's not 5 years old.
Yeah, like this is a grown man here we're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not a puppy.
It's funny, but here we are, man, on the brink. Yeah. Let's get to confessions next, including I'm making a bet on some 12-year-olds. And I don't mind it. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Little League World Series is going on.
Yeah, did I've you actually make that
been,
bet?
I did. And I've actually been scouting the Cuban national team.
Okay, who you got?
I got Cuba.
Okay.
In a game. Not in the World Series. I just looked at some highlights. Here's a kid from Mexico throwing 78 miles an hour.
I saw that. 77.
Dang. 77 miles an hour.
Dang.
And that's not from 60 feet. This is from 50-something feet, I think.
I'm not sure where,
he
but
he's gonna get a contract real quick,
dude. He's 12 years old throwing beads out there, BBs.
Man.
So my first confession. Watch this. These are my confessions. I'm gonna bet $275 on the Little League World Series, Cuba versus the Czech Republic. I'm betting on Cuba. I don't feel bad about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's on TV. It's on the board. I don't care. Yeah, I mean, sports is sports.
Yeah.
Betting is betting. Money is green. I don't mind betting on that at all.
I kind of feel both ways about this because mm-hmm. I agree with that. Money is green. If it's there to bet,
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
But also, I feel a little slimy if you sitting there trying to, I guess, scout and just.
Oh, it's definitely a little slimy.
Yeah.
I'll confess that too.
It's just like, man, like these are little kids, man. Yeah. And then if something don't go right, then are you going to be pissed off at this little kid?
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the slimy part for me. Yeah. That's when I'm like, oh, man, you taking this too far. Like, I think if you're going to bet on. Like,
if you lose a bet, you get mad. I don't care if it's 12 or 72 year old.
I think. Betting on Little League World Series, you just got to just go blind. Just like, you know what? Screw it. Like right now, Japan and Puerto Rico is playing.
Yeah.
If I'm looking right now, I'm like, you know what? I'm a go with Japan. Like, I don't know anything about who on the team or anything. I'm going to just slap my money down and just, you got to do it like that.
Oh my gosh.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I know we eventually going to get here with the stadium and rebuilding and all that stuff. But I do not want to be on the radio talking about rebuilding the stadium and Councilman Joe Blow joining the show to talk about this and passing this law.
Well, you might have to
all
be.
That stuff. Oh, that is so that is not entertaining to me, man.
Yeah.
It's funny because I checked in on our sister station up in Cleveland, and you know
they got the new stadium. Yeah,
yeah. Like they were sitting there interviewing Councilman so and so. I was just like, man, I don't want to hear from this crap, man. Like, just to me, I feel y'all when y'all say, hey, can we get back to sports? And I know that's sports, but. I don't want to hear all of this. Oh, the mayor said this, and Councilman so and so said this. To me, that crap is not entertaining at all, man. And they just blow that up. They was doing the same thing in Kansas City. We was getting a lot of texts because we had similar call numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But they was doing the same thing, just like heavy talking about like
I'm sorry
relocation.
To inform you.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to call off.
I'm sorry
then,
to inform you, Figgy.
I might not be
it's
here.
It's gonna be more than one day.
Oh man, hopefully it's in like 20 years or something.
Yeah,
man, I hate those type of topics.
And, well, get used to it. By the way, brought to you Everyday Confessions by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Go get you some.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I've been filling in for Figgy.
Mm-hmm.
And these past 2 weeks, and today's technically my last day because I'm off tomorrow, so I won't be here with you guys.
You've been doing a good job too, man.
So I want to say thank you to both of you guys. I enjoyed working in the loop with you two, man. I had a fun time. I enjoyed listening to all the press conferences and all that. And my confession is just, I had fun, man. I enjoyed working with you guys.
That's
my confession.
He's Chris Santiago, and he has been doing a hell of a job.
Man, really good job, man. Like, it's funny because it still feel weird for me being in here.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, I know we done been through producers where, you know, they get a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
These shows is hard to work.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. I know I got a lot of
drops.
We
put a lot on your plate.
Yeah. So I think you did an amazing job, man. And look, I'm gonna still see you. I'm sure you can still gonna fill in for me from time to time.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But man, nah, you did a great job, man. I know it's me and Lopez, but it's a 3-man show here.
Oh, every day. And you know that from your regular job, which by the way, Monday you're gonna be back on the other side of the glass.
Yes, sir.
And every there's 45. Gonna be somebody else sitting right there.
Who is it?
Somebody.
Who?
Right.
Ooh, come your on, spill the beans, man.
Your guess is as good as mine. I'm a wake up. I'm a show up and say, what's your name? We gonna work together?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I hate when people do this. I hate it because you and me and Chris and most, if not all of our listeners would do the exact same thing. So there is a 29-year-old freshman wide receiver at the University of Arkansas. And right on cue, well, he's just waiting for his kid to play with him like LeBron. Well, this is not right. He's playing with, you know, 19-year-olds. So what? The player at Arkansas played, I think like 8 or more years. His name is Monty Harrison. He played 10 years pro baseball and was actually made it to the big leagues briefly, but didn't stick. And people are like, well, you know, he's a pro athlete and he's older and all. I would do the same damn thing. The rules are you got eligibility. You can play college football. They offered you a scholarship. You're going to say, nah, man, I'm feeling like I don't fit in. Hell no. You're going to play. Right? Or do you disagree?
Yeah. Nah, you're going to play.
I'd play.
Yeah.
He's 29. He's playing college football.
That's a little bit weird, man. I mean,
might be a little bit weird, but I'd do it.
The thing is, too, like, I'm fine if you out there playing college football and doing your thing, living your dream, I guess.
Yeah.
But when I draw the line is when you decide to enter the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, buddy. Not,
well, who's going to draft you at 32 or whatever?
Exactly. 31. That's where I'm like, nah, I can't take you serious, man.
You're going to have to be a real stud.
Like, dude, just, you know, I guess the process, you got to enter the draft and go undrafted and then, you know. But like just focus on being the undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
See if you can latch on somewhere.
Maybe you can latch on.
Wasn't there like a 30-year-old punter a couple years ago?
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
There was that older deep snapper at Texas. I know there was another. There's been some.
Yeah, Brandon Wheaton.
Brandon Wheaton's
one. He was
one.
A little old
he
head.
Was 26, yeah, 27.
And Fool got drafted in the first round, man. By guess who?
Guess who? I wonder who.
So I totally get where Dennis Allen was coming from during this press conference. So he was having a press conference, and I guess a reporter, I think it was a metaphor.
Yeah,
he came up with a metaphor, Dennis Allen tried to play it off cool and tried to act like, oh yeah, yeah, and then at the end he did this.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the metaphors to you guys.
Thanks.
All right, but what is a metaphor?
What's that?
What is a metaphor? Like, what's the official definition of metaphor?
A metaphor is like using something as comparison as like an example, right?
Okay. All right. I got it.
I've been in that situation a lot of times, man, where somebody say something.
Yeah.
And then you be like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's cool. And have no idea what that was.
It can be confusing. The difference between a metaphor and analogy. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't either. I have no issue. Because I like how he said, you know what? I'm going to leave the metaphors to y'all.
Yeah.
What is a metaphor? What is that?
Well, a metaphor is like, what's a good example? I'm trying to think of a good example. He's as tall as a weed. You know, you're using weed as the metaphor for being tall. Where an analogy is where you go, it's like this or this or this. You know,
Metaphor. A lot of rappers use metaphors.
Yeah.
That's where some of the best rappers in the world thrive at, is with their metaphors. But I see where he's coming from with that.
Man. Yeah, I don't blame him. Can be confusing.
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm not going to say I'm worried, but boy, am I intrigued to see how these two holes in the roof play out Saturday. Like, it's going to be with the images are out there. We're going to listen. We're going to talk with Sean Pendergast in just a few minutes. Is it going to be hot? Yes, everybody, I understand. Heat rises, so it's going to be a little cooler underneath. But still, that AC is going to be blowing. The shadows are going to be long, and the sun's going to be beating down. It's a noon game. I mean, just interesting. I'm just very intrigued how these – because, by the way, they're not going to be repaired, according to Cal McNair, until like week 4 or week 5 of the regular season. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to watch. I think they just going to go as is. I think if you look up, you could, you know, obviously see the holes in the roof, the openings in the roof. But I think it'd be really interesting once these storms start kicking in, that heavy rain start kicking in. And you look on the field and you see a certain part of the field just getting rained on.
Or you're running through it.
Yeah, yeah. So, just imagine the ball right there at the 20-yard line and the rain just coming out just right there at the 20-yard line.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, I think that's going to be something interesting to kind of look at, too.
Well, let's ask Sean about it. He was out at NRG. They practice in NRG Stadium today. So let's get Sean Pendergast on the old boots on the ground. That's going to be next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, we'll get to the old boots on the ground from Sean Pendergast in just a moment. You know what? I was going to save this for the internet going nuts because it's just coming down right now, and it is sure to get the internet going nuts. According to multiple sources, ESPN has fired Robert Griffin III. According Andrew Marsh, no, it's not the Athletics. Andrew Marchand from the Athletic, yes, that they've fired. I wonder, like, he's a weird dude. He's a different kind of guy. But, like, did he do so? I mean, I don't know what's
going on. You usually don't hear about people getting fired unless something happened.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Robert Griffin III has been fired. Here's the other thing I want to talk about as the Texans, and we're going to get to it. And, of course, we'll hear from DeMeco Ryans at 1 p.m. In just a little bit. But this was a walkthrough practice, so it wasn't really a big, you know, get a lot out of it type deal in terms of 11 on 11 and pads on. And all they had was the shells. So I'm curious just on those thoughts from Sean Pendergast as he's joining us here in the loop. But something else happened, or at least was talked about. I don't know if anything happened. Sean joining us now. Matt, we really appreciate you coming on every day this week. That has been a lot of fun and very informative to get you. That's first of all. But, you know, I was texting you. I was getting and seeing some stuff about Davis Mills, and he's not out there. Is that much ado about nothing?
DeMeco was actually asked about it. It was one of the first questions he got in his press conference. And, yeah, he was pretty coy about it, said Davis is having a good camp. And it's, you know, he didn't make a big deal out of it. He didn't clarify anything, didn't say if he's injured. Davis's schedule this week has been pretty much I think it was the Sunday practice maybe where he was in street clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a little bit of work at one of the really hot midday practices this week that I remember. And yeah, and then today he wasn't in uniform, and he kind of left the practice area there. So there's no clarity as to what's up with Davis. The sports talk radio fun part of this is that, Hey,
we talked about it in the 1120 segment.
Yeah.
My question was, would you?
We talked about it too on Payne and Pendergast. I said I wouldn't do it for anything less than a day two pick. And my minimum is a third round pick. But,
oh, really?
Damn.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Why? What's yours?
I was saying fifth.
You dumping for a day three pick?
Yes.
Like, that's a lot of trust in Case Keenum and Tim Boyle.
Well, but here's my thought on this. You're gonna if you start a game with a backup quarterback tomorrow, and this is maybe where you and I differ, I think you're starting Case Keenum. I think they have more confidence in Case Keenum than Davis Mills, even though Davis Mills has been running the twos and all that.
Yeah.
Hell, he ran the twos last year. So, I don't think Davis Mills is big in your plans.
He's had a much better camp this year than he did last year. I think he's improved.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't think you're just assuming that it's week 15, 2023, Davis Mills is still out there. And I think Davis has done a lot of really good things in camp. I'm not saying like he's done really good things to where he would be a high level starter for an NFL team, but we're talking about backup quarterbacks here. Yeah. I think he's improved to the level where he is a good backup. So you've got a team that's built to win a Super Bowl. Like, if you trade Davis Mills, you at that point, you've got to ask yourself, can we win a game or two or you know, however many with Tim Boyle, who sucks? Like, Tim Boyle's terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just think they trust
Davis. They're not very good.
I just think they trust Case Keenum more, and they would again.
They may. Neither of us know. And I guess if you're using last year as evidence, then maybe you're right. I'm just telling you what I've seen in camp this year out of Davis. Is that I think he's a better football player now than he was last year. So I wouldn't just do it for a throwaway pick on day three. For me, it would have to be a day two pick.
Yeah. So you was out there at NRG, and you actually sent us a picture of the roof.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a little weird playing like that? And how do you feel about that, man?
I don't think it's going to be – no, I mean, you don't really – I'll tell you, you don't notice at all in terms of the climate in there.
Well, that's
good. It's still cool. Yeah, it's still cool. Now, there were – you know, adding up all the players and staff and media, there's a few hundred people in there, not 70,000 people in there. So there'll be a lot more body heat in the building on Saturday afternoon. But it was kind of cool because we were – you know, we were literally in the stadium – at the same time the game would be kicking off 2 days from now. This is what I would say. If you have seats in the south end zone, like the, and I don't know what sections those are.
That would be the loop side.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Down at that. Yeah. Right. That's the end that's down near the 610 loop. I don't know what section numbers they are, but if you sit in them, you know where they are.
Yeah.
There's probably like a 50% chance that you're going to be sitting in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a blazing sun because the rest of the roof is closed other than those two panels. And for people who haven't seen it yet, like when we say panels, it's not like a panel that
it's a whole
like
segment,
a third of the length of the, or a third of the width of the stadium. It's a whole width of the stadium panel. Like it's two full lines of open air. One goes across the stands I was just talking about. The other one is kind of hovers like over like the south end of the stadium, like probably like the 20-yard line or something like that.
Yeah.
So I heard you guys talking about it. Like, yeah, there is a panel that's knocked out that if there's rain, you're all of a sudden going to get this weird strip of rain on the field, presumably. This is a PSA for anybody who sits at the south end of the stadium, like in the lower, I'm talking lower bowl, because the upper part was fine, but the lower bowl in the stadium, if you're in the south end, there's like a 50 to 60% chance you're going to be sitting in the sun.
Yeah, I'm looking at Weather Underground as we speak.
There's no clouds. There's no clouds and rain coming for the next week and a half. It's sun for the next like 2 weeks here. Yeah.
All right. So obviously a lighter practice, the old Friday practice, as we talked about earlier. It looked like, let me just ask you, because I'm just looking at it from here. Sounded like Kamari Lassiter made a play. Anything that did stand out in terms of what they were doing?
No, I mean, it was a ton of walkthrough stuff. Yeah. I saw some of the tweets about Kamari Lassiter interceptions and stuff. Like, it's take it with massive grains of salt.
Yeah,
that's
it was
all
just a walkthrough,
It's a walkthrough. I mean, there were parts that were literally walking, and then there's other parts where guys are playing at, like, 80%. You know what I mean? Like, I would not take the two interceptions Kamari Lassiter had and then go say, man, 40-1 is value on defensive rookie of the year right now. We got to get in on this before the odds drop on defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
It was very skeleton stuff going on out there today. The one thing I would say as far as players on Saturday go, Joe Mixon was in uniform, but he didn't do any of the walkthrough stuff. Like, he was just out there chopping it up with the boys. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was out there in his 28 jersey, just kind of hanging out, chopping it up. When they did 7-on-7, when they did 11-on-11, it was Damian Pierce out there with CJ Stroud with the ones. So if we want to read into that at all, maybe that's a sign that Joe Mixon doesn't get on the field for some actual contact on Saturday. You know, that he doesn't play on Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know that to be the case, but if we're trying to read into things, Joe Mixon didn't do any of the walkthrough drills today. So there's that. But other than that, it was really pure walkthrough stuff out there.
That would be a shame. I want to see them all out there just for a little bit.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I was talking to some people. I'm like, I want to see them out there. And the people I was talking to were like, no, we don't need to see them. We don't need anybody getting hurt. I'm like, no, Joe Mixon's in a Texans uniform now. I want to see him out there. Just three carries. That's all I want. Just three carries.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, the Chiefs are going to play Mahomes for an entire half. I'm like, what the hell are they doing?
Right. No, that's kind of risky.
That's very risky.
They got to see what they got in this Mahomes kid.
Yeah.
You know?
And I did place my bet on Cuba.
Okay, you did?
I placed a bet.
What'd you get? What were the odds?
I did the 275. I got half.
Okay.
Half of it. So, we'll see. Let's go Cuba. Little Guriel.
You tease that. Do we know how he's related to Yuli?
I will find out and I will get back to you. But I saw one story this morning when I was putting stuff together for the thing that there is a Gurriel relative on the Cuban national team.
So. Oh, my God. That kid's royalty, man, in Cuba. Absolutely. He gets treated to all the best juice boxes and orange slices.
That's the last name you want to have.
All I need is a win. And Figgy was
Manning. That's like the Mannings of Cuba. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like Arch Gurriel. Yeah.
And Figgy was asking, are you going to get mad if they lose? Well, hell yes, I'm going to get mad at him.
Oh, yes, Figgy, it's called money. Yes.
It's called money.
Because they're kids? We don't get mad at them? No, there's money on the line.
Even though this is dicey to say, I would say, go back to Cuba.
Yeah, you got to watch that.
You got to be careful with that. All right,
I won't
man.
Say that.
We will. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll see you at the game.
All right, sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right. So, let's get back into this.
All right, we
talked about it a little bit, but the Davis Mills.
I'm actually shocked he was thinking maybe a third, minimum third round.
No, I get his point. It's a backup quarterback, and it's a team in need. I just
don't see a lot of backup quarterbacks like that go for that high.
Yeah. Well, the other thing,
especially when you got a franchise quarterback.
Well, to Sean's point, that would give his point a little more value to me anyway, is you're not going to cut Davis Mills. Like you could say, hey, we have an IR on Tim Boyle. Okay, well, just wait. You're going to get a chance to pick up Tim Boyle if somebody else doesn't. But Davis Mills, you do have to trade for him.
Yeah. I mentioned this earlier. I don't think the Houston Texans are shopping Davis Mills. I think he's fine where he's at right now.
Yeah.
I think somebody got to come knocking on the door and say, hey, what's up with Davis Mills?
Yeah.
And then you could kind of have that conversation. And then me personally, I will go up to Mills like, hey, somebody want to trade for you. Did you want to go and compete somewhere else? Or are you fine being the backup right here?
Yeah.
And that's when you kind of had that conversation. And see, I don't think they're shopping Davis Mills or anything.
I don't know if they were shopping Davis Mills, but just gut feeling, there's something going on.
I think some teams did what we kind of figured they would do. They would call and say, hey, what's going on with – what y'all doing with Davis Mills? Yeah. What's the price? Yeah. What's the price of the brick right there?
And they don't have any confidence in Sam Darnold.
I mean, how could they? They didn't expect J.J. McCarthy to be out for the year.
Yeah.
They probably expected Darnold to be maybe start a couple games.
Game or two or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think in the perfect world, they wanted J.J. to start week one.
Yeah. I think it's just, like, because here's the thing. You know, he was on the field today, reportedly, and Sean saw this. And then just kind of walked off and went back to the locker room, presumably wherever. And he didn't take any reps yesterday either.
Yeah, I thought it was weird not seeing him out there Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, I'm like, dang, he ain't taking no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was because he was out there all the time.
Mm-hmm. And so, he's taking a lot of reps. He's taking all the second team reps.
Yeah. So maybe it is something. Maybe they are trying to. Maybe a couple teams are calling to try to work something out.
And I hope so.
And honestly, I know Sean said he was, you know, pretty good this offseason or during training camp. Mm-hmm. But if they do trade him, they could sign another quarterback. Like, they could bring in a replacement, a number two, if they're not
or
that
just
comfortable.
Keep Keenum. I get his point. He's a year older. Davis Mills has been. And by the way, I don't think Davis Mills has been, like, appreciably better this year. Maybe slightly better than last year. Maybe it's just familiarity.
I think it was Davis Mills.
He was Davis Mills.
Yeah. And I kind of feel the same way about Case Keenum. Like, I'm fine with him when he needs to win a game. Mm-hmm. If it's a game on the line like last year, like, I will feel comfortable putting him out there. But I don't know about him being just that number two. I will feel comfortable getting somebody younger.
Yeah.
Somebody a more established backup, a younger
but
backup.
But I still believe, and this is where Sean and I disagree, hey, D'Amico, Bobby, you got to win a game tomorrow. CJ's not available. I still think they go with Case Keenum. They just trust him more.
I agree.
I just
don't know about him being a backup, like, for the whole year. Like,
yeah.
You know, hopefully no injuries, but let's say CJ get injured a little early.
And
it's like a 3 or 4 game stretch.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with Keenum holding it down for four games.
No, I'm not saying that, but you know he's got it in him.
Yeah.
He's won big games.
For a big game, if you need one big game, I'm choosing Keenum over
That's it.
Mills. But if they do trade Mills, I wouldn't be surprised if they do bring in another solid
backup
quarterback.
Yeah,
quarterback.
I think absolutely maybe. All right, let's dig into that a little more in the next hour. Next, we're going to hear directly. D'Amico's going to talk about this. You're going to hear from D'Amico Ryans about Davis Mills and everything going in to the game against the Giants on Sunday. Oh, and tickets. We got tickets this hour for you. Club level seats that we're going to give away. A little bit of a surprise. It's usually Texans Ticket Tuesday, but we got two tickets for you this next hour. So let's get into that next.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.